Good morning, everyone. For the last 2 months, when I have spoken, we've been looking at the book of Hebrews. We've looked at the first two chapters. Which speak about the greatness of Jesus. Jesus is God Himself who became a man. And He's so much greater than any other human being. And greater than any other spiritual being. We've also thought about Jesus as our great high priest. And the book of Hebrews talks a lot about Jesus as our high priest.
在希伯来书当中, 我们看到圣灵提到好多次,
Jesus, the high priest, was the one through whom people could come to God. In Old Testament times, the high priest was the people's representative from us to God. And he presented the sacrifices that people brought and made to God. And the high priest also represented God to us. So I'd like to read first a few verses at the end of chapter 2 to remind you of what we've thought about previously. And then we'll look at some verses from chapter 3.
然后我们将从第三章开始的经文来进行继续的分享.
So if you've got your a Bible there in front of you, if you would turn it to Hebrews chapter 2.
如果我们能够有圣经，我们一起翻到希伯来书第二章.
And do keep it open because we'll keep coming back to look at the verses that are ahead.
我翻到了，我们可以报个意思，帮助大家看到。那个，同时我们翻开的时候，我们就把它保持打开的状态，因为我们会不停的回到这个地方。So
to begin.
翻到了，能给前面的这个姐妹报个意思。有没有人翻到？可以报个意思。
We'll read from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15.
好，我们翻到了之后，我们一起来读希伯来书二章十四到十五节。我们一起来看希伯来书二章。 14到15节，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，这要借着死败坏那能死成的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。So
Jesus can be our high priest because he was a human being like us.
基督耶稣之所以能够代表我们来到上帝的面前，因为他和我们一样，他也是百分之百同有血肉之体的人。
And as a man, of course, he could die, as all of us will if the Lord doesn't return first.
他也会像我们一样被定死。
And as a sinless man, he could break the power of the devil.
但是作为一个无罪的人，他可以败坏那掌权的魔鬼的势力，阴间的势力。
Who had the power of death?
这个阴间的势力，他们在死亡上是掌权的。
And this is the only way that you and I can be freed from the power of sin and from the fear of death.
这是唯有信靠基督耶稣，我们才能从罪和死亡的权势下被解脱，被救赎出来。
And because he was a human being just like the rest of us, But without sin, he could offer the sacrifice that would take away our sins, which was, of course, what he did when he died on the cross. So let's read verse 17 and 18.
我们继续读下面的17到18节二章，我们一起来。所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，令百姓的罪献上挽回祭。他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
So because Jesus himself has gone through suffering and testing, he is able to help us. When somebody's been through the same problem as us,They are able to talk to us in a much more profitable way than someone who has not had that experience. And that's why Jesus is able to help us because of his suffering and his temptation.
所以同样的道理，基督耶稣他知道我们的感情深受，所以他被受试探而受，所以他就能搭救那些被试探的。
So let's move on to chapter 3.
所以让我们继续来看下面第三章。
And to begin with, let's read verses 1 and 2.
让我们一起来读三章一到二节。同门天高的圣洁弟兄们，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬宗，如同摩西在神的全家敬宗一样。
So this verse starts off talking about sharing in the heavenly calling.
这段经文开始去告我们，经文告诉我们，我们是一群同门天高的圣洁。
And I trust that all of us here know that we are, as it were, on the way to heaven.
我相信在座的各位都知道，我们正在去往天。
Because we know and trust in Jesus. But if any of us don't yet know that, do talk to our leaders. Because this is the most important.
因为这对于我们人来说，这是人生当中最重要的一件事情。
verse 1 tells us to fix our thoughts on Jesus. It's easy to get so busy that we don't really have time to think about Jesus, isn't it?
对于我们来说，我们是如此的容易被世间的事忙碌所影响我们的思维，我们没有时间去思想。And
sometimes we are too busy to take a lot of time to read the Bible and to pray.
有些时候我们忙碌到一个地步，我们没有时间去读圣经，我们没有时间祷告。But
we need to fix our minds, our thoughts on Jesus. When problems come, we can immediately ask for Jesus' help. And that's very good for us, actually, because otherwise we can get so wound up that we do unwise things. So when things happen, our first thought is to go to Jesus and ask for his help or his direction. And when something good happens, we can quickly say, thank you, Jesus. And we need to train ourselves to do this throughout the day, every day. When we're raising our children, we see the good and the bad that they do, like us. And we need to help them through the hard things and encourage them. But the most important thing we can give to our children is that they see our example of fixing our minds and our hearts on Jesus. And that's far more important than how well they do in their exams or how well they do in sports or other things. The important point is to fix our minds and thoughts on Jesus. And we can pray about all our issues, the good and the bad, right through the day as a constant attitude in our heart and mind. I remember a story from a pastor. His name was Barrett Kwana, who was the pastor in Auckland when I was studying in Auckland University. And he, like most grown men then had fought in the Second World War.
那就像许多跟他同时代的人一样，他们参加了二战。
And he told a story about when he was in a landing ship, which I think was landing in Italy.
他告诉我有一次他们登陆意大利的时候。
And they were landing by a, on a beach, so they were coming by boat.
他们乘坐登陆舰、登陆艇来到意大利的海滩上。
And their instructions were, when you get onto the beach, look up and you will see cross on the church up on the top of the hill.
司令官给他们命令是，当你登陆到海滩的时候，向上看，山顶上，教堂上，顶端的十字架。
We need to get to the place behind that cross at the top of the hill.
我们的目的地就在十字架之后，集合。
So, keep looking at the cross.And don't get sidetracked.
所以我们需要定睛十字架，不要被这世界上的事让我们分心走偏了路。
Of course, they would have been shot at by the enemy.
当然，他们会遭到敌人的顽强的阻击。
It becomes very hard to know where you're going and what to do.
在很多混乱的时候，你真的会迷失了方向。
But their direction was clear. Look at the cross and go to the cross. And I often think of that. That's an illustration of what we have to do each day in our daily life.
这段故事不断的提醒，让我产生很多的思想，提醒我们，我们应该在地上怎样过每天。
Now, verse 1 also says that Jesus is our apostle.
第一节也告诉我们，基督耶稣是我们的使徒。
And an apostle is someone who was sent on a mission.
大家知道，使者就是被差遣的人。
So.Jesus was sent from heaven to earth to save us.
基督耶稣是受天父上帝的差遣，道成肉身来到地上拯救世人。
He's the pioneer who was raised from the dead and led the way that God is preparing for all of us who trust in Him.
他是我们的先锋，他是我们的开路，他道成肉身，死在十字架上，第三天复活，将来必要带领我们众兄弟姐妹一起去那边复活。
And then it also says He is apostle and high priest.
第一节提醒我们，他不但是祭司，他也是。他不但是使者，他同时也是大祭司。
So we are to fix our thoughts and minds on Jesus and look at the cross.
所以这就是为什么我们需要时刻仰望基督，定睛基督。
Now verse 2 begins to talk about Moses.
第二节，我们看到出现了另外一个人物，摩西。
And Hebrews compares Moses with Jesus.
希伯来书将摩西与基督进行了比较。
We need to remember that Moses, for the Israelites, was a very, very important person.
我们如果了解旧约的背景，我们知道摩西对于以色列人来说是多么多么多么重要。
He led them from being slaves in Egypt to the promised land.
他将以色列人带出埃及地，进入上帝的应许地迦南。
He also, was the person God gave the Ten Commandments to.
他也是接受上帝在西乃山颁布十诫的中保。
And the much wider rules and laws of the Old Testament.
在旧约中，上帝通过摩西所赐下来的一系列的律法、规条，都是通过摩西所赐下来的。
So Moses was a very important person in the history of the Old Testament for the Israelites.
所以在旧约的历史上，摩西在以色列人的心目中具有举足轻重的地位。
But these verses 3, 4, 5, point out that Moses was a servant God.
希伯来书三章三到五节提醒我们，摩西尽管很重要，但是他只是上帝的仆人。
And therefore, Jesus is so much more important than Moses because he is God himself, the creator and owner of all that exists.
希伯来书的作者提醒我们，跟摩西相比的耶稣远超他千万倍，因为耶稣是上帝本身，他是赐予我们生命的创造者。
So the book of Hebrews just keeps on emphasizing again and again the importance of Jesus, the only one who can help us.
希伯来书不断不断不断的提醒，能够使我们得救的不是摩西，只有基督耶稣，我们能够靠着他得救。
But I'd like us to read together again verse 6, please.
我想请大家一起来读朗读三章六节，让我们一起开读。但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Moses was a faithful servant in God's house.
摩西是在神家里尽忠的仆人。
But what is God's house?
但是神的家是什么呢？
Well, verse 6 says, we, you and I, are God's house.
第六节的经文给我们启示，我们在座的各位，你和我是神的家。
So, you could also say the church is God's house.
我们完全可以说教会就是神的家。
Not the building that we often call the church, but the members of the church, the people.
当我们说教会的时候，我们不是在说这个教会这个建筑本身，而是说组成教会的是我们这群人。
But I think there's an important second part of the verse.
但是我想很重要的是后面后半部分这段经文后半部分。
We are God's house if we hold on to our courage and the hope of which we boast.
第二节提醒我们是神的家，只是因为我们能够将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底。
When we truly believe and trust in Jesus, we are God's house because God lives in us.
当我们真心信靠基督耶稣的时候，我们就成为神的家，因为神借着圣灵住在我们里面。
But we need to be willing to persevere and not give up when the going gets hard.
但是同时我们也要知道我们需要将这个信心坚守到当事情与我们相敌对的时候我们需要坚持到。
Once when Labeth and I were living in Thailand,
当 Labeth 和我住在泰国的时候
A person came to visit us in our house.
有一天我们接待了一位访客。
And they were very, very interested in Jesus, in what the Bible taught.
这些访客，他们对于圣经中所宣扬的基督耶稣感到非常非常的有兴趣。
So we had a long talk together.
于是我和这些访客有了长时间的不断长时间的交流。
But at the end of it all, he said this.
但是在我们谈话快要结束的时候，他说道。
He said, "I've been searching for this truth all my life."
这位访客说，我一生都在寻求真理。
But now I've heard it.I can't do it.
但是我现在听到了真理，我去行就是了。
It's too hard.
对我来说，这真理太难了。
And following Jesus can be very difficult.
不要紧，跟随基督是不是一件容易的事情？可能是一件非常艰难的事情。
So if we don't fix our minds on Jesus and have our minds, our thinking transformed, we can easily give up.
如果我们不操练仰望基督，那我们心思意念被更新的话，我们跟随基督耶稣基本上是不可能的。
Or alternatively, we can just get so busy.That we sort of begin to slowly, slowly drift away from the truth.
在很多的情况下，不是一下子发生的，而是我们如此的发生。生活让我们不断、不断、慢慢的偏离基督耶稣，到最后我们完全就失去了基督耶稣。
So this section of Hebrews emphasizes again and again.
就希伯来书在这里不断提醒。
We must persevere.
我们需要坚忍到底。
We are God's house.
我们是神的家。
If we will continue and trust and follow.
如果我们不断的坚持，不断的保持我们的信心，坚守到底，信靠基督。
I think some of you would have heard the English phrase, once saved, always saved.
大家也许听到过一句很古老的一个想法叫一旦得救永远得救。
And I know that going back a few years, there were one or two people who came to our group who very strongly believed, once saved, always saved.
我还记得以前有人在我们的小组讨论中坚定的宣告，一旦我们得救了，就永远得救，就不用担心。
And there is a certain truth in that.
这段话本身是有真理在的。
Because if we really, really believe, then we will also continue and.Persevere. But sometimes that makes people think, oh, I'm saved now, so it doesn't matter what I do. But that's not what the Bible says.The Bible says, we are God's house. If we what's the right wording? If we will trust and hold on to that truth and trust and obey God.
但是我们需要凭着信心，用我们坚守道理的行为来展示我们是神的儿女。
So, we can have confidence when we believe in Jesus that we are saved.
我们可能有信心，你说我们是真的信主。
But it's not so much once saved, always saved.
但是我们不能说，我们只要真信号，我相信我信号，我就没事了。
But it's once saved, always believing.
我们一旦被一旦得救，我们的信心就会被神保守在他，相信靠他的过程。
And once saved, always persevere.
一旦得救，我们就坚忍到底，我们的信心。
Perhaps we could take a few minutes to look at a couple of references that have to do with this.
让我们一起来看一些别的经文，帮助我们来理解这个比较深奥的话题。
Could we look at Colossians chapter 1?
让我们一起翻到哥罗西书这章。
And perhaps somebody could give the page number, please.
大家帮助前那个前面几两位帮忙翻一下。哥罗西书。
Colossians 1:21-23.
哥罗西书一章21-23节。翻到了可以报个地址。209页，新约，209页，一章，21-23节。好，哥罗西书一章，21-23节。好，我们现在翻到，我们一起来开灯了。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行。心里与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不是被引动失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的提示。
Again, that says if we continue in the faith.
在这里，福音圣经提醒我们，我们要在所信的道上恒心。
There are actually many verses that have this emphasis throughout the New Testament.
其实在新约里有很多的圣经不断的提醒我们，一旦得救，我们就能靠圣承认道。
Now, if you can find your way back to Hebrews chapter 3,
让我们回到希伯来书第三章。
We will read verses 12-14.
让我们一起来读一段重要的经文，三章12-14。希伯来书三章12-14。好，我们翻到一起来。弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神与弃绝。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若将起初确实的信心建立道理，就在基督里有份了。
I hope you notice that those verses emphasize what we've already been thinking about. So verse 12 says, we are to be very careful that we don't have a sinful heart. An unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. And how do we avoid turning away from the living God? Verse 13 says, by encouraging each other daily. So we need to be encouraging one another whenever we meet. And that's why meeting every Sunday and at other times is very important.
So, 为什么圣经提醒我们在每周我们在主日敬拜，我们周间的聚会是如此如此重要。Encouraging
one another and supporting one another is the way in which we persevere together.
当我们聚在一起，我们彼此相称，免得我们中间有人被罪恶侵入，心里就刚硬。Of
course, we are still sinful, and all of us still sin.
当然，我们的里面还是有罪行在牵引。But
if our heart and mind are directed to God, then there's forgiveness and reconciliation as we keep on directing our life, following God, trusting and obeying.
我们虽然里面还有罪行牵扯我们远离神，但是我们的心要不断的归向，就是赦免和保守，就保守我们来到他面前。A
heart that turns away from God is talking about a more deliberate drifting away or deliberately deciding we will not go God's way anymore.
是说我们故意，我们明知有，但是我们故意拒绝，我们不想听什么，我们违背什么。Which
is a really serious issue.
这是一件非常非常严重的事情。Verse 13
sort of emphasizes that the less we think about God and the more we focus on other things, our heart becomes harder until it begins to reject God's
love. 第十三节经文也提醒我们，如果没有天天仰望神的心，我们的心慢慢慢慢就会迷失，而且会变得越来越脏，我们就不再思想神。So
this passage and so much of the New Testament emphasizes the same thing.
这段经文包括整本圣经，都断的在提醒，信号，信号，信号。Let's
make sure we keep guarding our hearts and our thoughts.
所以我们需要确实的知道，要将我们的信心坚守到底。And
our time.
在我们的，我们，哦，and
let's make sure we use our time to be thinking of God and focusing on our trust and obedience.
我们需要将我们有生的时间，将我们的心情坚持好。Make
time to hear and read God's word.
我们需要。 时间分别出来，我们需。 告来到神的面前，如他的话祷告传递。
And make time to share with other Christians.
我们需要有时间跟别的圣徒一起来分享，天天彼此相聚。
And that will make our heart more and more sensitive to God.
让我们的心真的越来对神越来越敏感，越来越渴慕。
Please do not get sidetracked more and more so that gradually we drift away from the truth.
我们真的要保守我们的心，千万不要被这世界更新给带到旁路上，慢慢慢慢我们就再也回不到圣灵了。
Remember that Jesus is our great high priest.
我们需要记住基督耶稣是我们的大祭司。
He knows what it is to be tempted.
他知道我们受试探的时候。
He knows what it's like to take the hard road and suffer.
他知道我们受的时候是怎样的。
Which was because he was obeying God.
但是他告诉我们需要顺服。
In heaven today, praying for you and me.
而且基督作为身在身上高天的大祭司，他每天都在为我们在座的各位，在神面前为我们代祷。
So let's look to him.
所以我们需要定睛仰望基督。
Remember, keep your eyes on the cross. That's where we are to be.
让我们记住。定睛十字架，仰望基督。
Let's persevere and throw off everything that tangles us up and sidetracks us from following God.
在我们跟随基督的道路上，我们真的需要明白，什么事情会让我们分心，不再跟随神？我们要摒弃这些事情，专心跟随，坚守道路。
Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that Jesus knows the difficulties of our lives. And he went in obedience to you, to death on the cross. Lord, help us to persevere and have joy and peace in knowing and following you in Jesus. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.